This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Tuesday that the militants in the Gaza Strip will pay a very heavy price after a day of Gaza rocket attacks and Israeli airstrikes on the Palestinian coastal enclave. Hostilities between Israel and Hamas escalated Tuesday, raising the death toll and just 2 days to at least 30 Palestinians killed, as well as Israelis, with Israel carrying out multiple airstrikes in Gaza and the Islamist militant group firing rockets in Tel Aviv. A 13-story residential Gaza block collapsed after one of several dozen airstrikes late into the night. People reported that their homes were shaking and the sky was lighting up with near-constant Israeli strikes. More than 1,000 gas stations in the U.S. Southeast reported running out of fuel, primarily because of what analysts say is unwarranted panic buying among drivers as the shutdowns of a major pipeline by a gang of hackers entered its fifth day on Tuesday. Government officials acted swiftly to waive safety and environmental rules to speed the delivery of fuel by truck, ship, or rail to motorists and airports, even as they sought to assure the public that there was no cause for alarm. The Colonial Pipeline, the biggest fuel pipeline in the U.S., delivering about 45% of what is consumed on the East Coast, was hit on Friday with a cyber attack by hackers who lock up computer systems and demand a ransom to release them. More at voanews.com. This is VOA.